With the Culture Warriors, the Reverend Joe Boot, senior pastor at the Westminster Chapel in Toronto, and Greta Vosper, minister at the West Hill United Church, founder of the Center for Progressive Christianity. We're talking about the morality of CEOs making large amounts of money, whether or not there needs to be some kind of tamping down or regulation of that, and also about a just society. Does it look after its own through the coercive instrument of government? Is that morally justifiable? We've obviously got a split here with our panelists. Let's see what's on the lines. Robin Whitby, good morning, Oakley Show.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm not socialist, and because I think people should be paid proportional to their work and their accomplishments. But these CEOs, the difference is just ridiculous. I mean, the only thing that they're really good at is being greedier and being more corrupt and willing to play the game than the other guys. I mean, 100 times, making 100 times what somebody else makes, nobody can work that hard.
I appreciate your comments, Rob. One of the biggest problems, I think, in Canada is the disrespect that we have for people in the trades. We recognize people who sit behind a desk with huge salaries. We the Silicon Valley numbers out of the States are crazy. But people in the trades, carpenters, electricians, plumbers, we look down on their contributions to society, even though often they're the backbone of the
middle class. How would you address that then? Do you start affecting some kind of a wage structure that's imposed by a guild, an association? How do you come up with a figure?
I don't know. I think that that's maybe something that could be a component of it. But I think that, again,
isn't it a free market that decides?
In the end, this has to be a free market that decides on these things. Actually, the trades do pretty well in Canada. If you're an electrician or a heating engineer, plumber these days, the income is pretty good.
I'm not saying it's not, but compared to CEOs, it is.
But in the end, we can look at CEOs and ask, is this appropriate, what they're being paid by their companies? Are they earning it? But when you look at sports stars, how many people are complaining
about what they get paid?
Or basketball players or soccer players or Justin Bieber? Nobody's griping about the millions that the movie stars make, the Jennifer Anistons, when they're flicking through Hello magazine. But they point to the CEOs because it's companies, because it's business. Entertainment industry, it seems it doesn't matter what people earn. But in the end, if people want to go and watch hockey and they're going to go and watch basketball, then the market is going to set what these basketball players play.
Let me ask about another trade here because my time is tight. It's coming up at this time on Friday morning. The Supreme Court of Canada is set to rule on Canada's prostitution laws. You might recall it was a case, Bedford versus Canada. It has been dragging through the courts at different levels of appeal. And two of the three laws were upheld by Justice Himmel back in 2012. One was struck down, but the final appeals that were heard in June were coming out with a definitive and last word on this from the Supremes, barring, any kind of government intervention, which would make prostitution on the constitutional right to security of person effectively legal. You could ply your trade, live with people or hire people to enable your living off the profession. Greta, do you see this as a good movement because you essentially believe it to be a victimless crime?
I think it's a victimless crime. I think that systemically, though, we need to look at why women get into prostitution. And if there are societal influences and economic influences that force them into the field if they don't want to be forced into it. But I do think that those who are in it, who want to be in it, have a right to do that. It's as victimless as smoking dope.
Is it victimless, Joe Boot?
Well, I've never heard such rubbish
statement
by a minister of the church. Unbelievable. This is prostitution today is being fed by sexual slavery.
And that, Joe, that's not, I am totally against that.
Canada. Look, well, how can you talk about women wanting to be in prostitution? Do you actually
perhaps
know
you missed the first thing that I said, Joe.
Most of them who are actually addicted to drugs, Greta, most of these poor girls are addicted to drugs. They're pushed into it early. Many of them may think they want to be in it, but I would argue there are no women in their right minds who want to be prostitutes. And this is driven
And I would argue that as well, Joe, but
which is operating out of much of Europe, and look, they're being shipped into Ontario.
I understand. Wait a minute. Well, on the one hand, you're saying it's a victimless crime. You want to offer some kind of a rider here that it's not victimless? What are you saying? You're sending mixed signals.
I'm saying, okay, look at the women from Aboriginal communities who end up in prostitution. 9 times out of 10, 99 times out of 100, they don't want to be there. But if there's 1 out of 100 who wants to be there, then I don't think that we should throw her behind bars. I think that she has a right to make that choice.
So
I think that we need to defend and care for the women in our society so that they do not feel that they are obligated to
fund themselves and care for their children. You're willing to defend them if they go that route? And Joe says what?
I'm saying that, no, that this should remain, as it has historically been in the West, a crime. And there's a reason for that. It isn't victimless. Both those who are drawn into using prostitutes make victims of themselves, and those certainly who are in the industry are almost
always
victims.
Well, thank you for your paternalistic attitudes about that, Joe.
It may be paternalistic. Maybe I belong in the 1930s, Greta, but
I'd rather
be there on this issue than see young girls being sold into sex.
Absolutely.
Slavery.
I agree with you. I would not want to have young girls sold into
sex. So what are you saying,
trade.
Greta? Are you basically taking a libertarian position that people should be welcome and free to do what they want with their bodies?
This case is being fought by women who want to be free to do what they want with their bodies. I think they have a right to do that. I don't think I have a right to prescribe laws that put them behind bars
for doing that. Joe, final word on that.
Well, it's still illegal in this country to sell yourself into slavery, because we don't have an absolute right to do what we want with our own bodies just because it's ours. I have responsibilities towards others, towards family, towards my neighbor with what I do with my body, and therefore there is here a social communitarian responsibility.
Communitarian. Communitarian. What, you can talk about communitarian when you're talking about
mutual,
a free market economy?
We have mutual response. Yes, absolutely. I talked about tithing in the church. The issue here is that we have a responsibility towards the young, the vulnerable, and the weak in our society, and this law needs to stay in place. Otherwise, we really are sticking another nail in the social coffin of Canada.
As do the social networks that support families who currently work to try to keep their children from ending up in a situation like that.
By the way, exit question real fast. The lotto in the States this week, it's $650
million.
Is it obscene or is that the free market? I mean, $400 million if you walk away after taxes. Joe Boot, what do you say? Is that too much money? Is that immoral?
Well, it's gambling. And, you know, the Christian worldview doesn't support the idea of gambling. It supports investment, hard work, and thrift. But, of course, Greta believes you should be able to do whatever you want. I'm sure she's supportive of this.
All right.
I haven't got my ticket.
Let's punch your ticket and you're on your way out. Thank you all. It was a lively discussion. Greta Vosper, minister at the West Hill United Church, and the Reverend Joe Boot, senior pastor at the Westminster Chapel in Toronto. Thank you both.
Thanks, Joe.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
And to you.